The Party House by Lynn Anderson, read by Susie Riddell and Greg Miller Burns. This book is dedicated to my father, former Detective Inspector Bill Mitchell, who brought his family to live in the Highland village of Carbridge. Ailsa. Before. 11 o'clock and the sky was still light. In Glasgow it would be dark by now, she thought. She hadn't wanted to come here, to this dead-end village in the Highlands, but here she was.
You could have run away again, a small voice reminded her. No, I made a deal. Come here, stay clean, go to art college in September.
She'd hated it at first, folk looking at her as though she'd just dropped in from outer space. They were friendly enough, she had to admit that, especially the local boys who'd fought for her attention from the outset. She smiled, remembering the fun she'd had with that, playing them off one against the other. It was a game that had kept her sane at the beginning, made her feel good about herself. She'd even tasted some of the wares on offer and found a few to her liking, especially when they took place here in the heart of the woods. She ran her eyes over the circle of carvings that stood sentinel among the trees, thinking again how beautiful they were. The birds fashioned from stripped pine, some in flight, others resting quietly on a branch. Her favourite was the owl sitting watching her from atop a tree trunk pedestal. He was so real that she often found herself talking to him. Then the woodland creatures, a roe deer she could imagine taking off to bound away through the trees, a pair of majestic wolves nearby which might pursue it. Even imagining this didn't worry her, because she had no doubt who would win that particular race. Her eyes were now drawn to the centre of the circle, and the father and mother of all the carvings, literally. The green woman of the woods, together with the green man. Until it was explained to her that they were a symbol of rebirth, she'd had no idea what the green faces staring out of the leaves and twigs were. Initially, she'd found them rather spooky. Once she knew they represented the cycle of new growth that occurred with every spring, her attitude to them had changed. She'd started bringing her sketch pad here, and sitting on this tree trunk, she'd drawn all of the carvings, then added a few imaginary ones of her own. It was here she'd first encountered him. In fact, it was he who'd explained the carvings to her. She was startled from her reverie by a burst of music escaping from the distant village hall as someone opened the back exit. Raucous shouts followed from the guys who were hanging about on the steps, drinking and smoking. She'd already run that particular gauntlet when she'd left the Cayley, with plenty of offers to walk her home, all the way to her family's cottage, Forrigan. The familiar faces of Josh Huntley and his assorted mates had met her at the door. She'd already danced with Josh and a couple of the others, including the shy Finn Campbell, but hadn't taken anyone up on their offer, knowing full well a walk wasn't what they had in mind. Been there, done that, no longer interested. She checked her phone, but the waited-for message hadn't arrived. Yet. She took a deep breath of the night air, filled with the scent of pine. The June weather had been warm and dry. Even here, the normally boggy ground and its three amber, peaty pools had partially dried out. The rain will come, everyone said, hopefully soon enough to prevent a fire in the pine woods or the moor. She tried to imagine such a fire, the crackling of the bone-dry heather, the whoosh as the pine needles flared up, the hot, sweet smell of smouldering peat. It should have frightened her, but it didn't. Not until she thought of the green woman and man ablaze, the leaves and winding branches that made up their bodies a mass of fire, like back when they'd burned women as witches. That was an image she didn't like. The crack of a twig underfoot caused her to turn in anticipation. She rose to greet him, hearing his footsteps cross the needle-strewn forest floor, feeling a surge of desire. Her smile, at first warm and welcoming, slowly shifted to something very different.